Ladies and gentlemen, joining us live from the PGA Championship, the Vice President of the PGA of America and our own Louisville Slugger himself, Don Ray. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, guys. Good to have you. They gave me a Louisville Slugger with my name on it this week, so I am officially the Louisville Slugger.
Yeah, real cool.
I figured something like that, and I all the staff bags have been adorned with tributes to Louisville and maybe even a little Kentucky bourbon salute, so that's kind of good. So, Don, man, first of all, welcome. Thank you for calling in, and I have to congratulate the PGA of America once again. I think the move to making this the championship earlier in the year was just absolutely brilliant. It's attracting so much more attention. Give our listeners a little bit of an idea what the feel and the buzz is like at Valhalla this week.
Well, you're right. I mean, remember, 30,000 PGA members every day. You know, they don't work, they don't play for a living, they work for a living. Yep. And this opportunity makes, certainly it creates a lot of venues that we can showcase that we have the strongest field in golf and that we know how to run a major. And we believe it's the best one, right? But at the end of the day, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to talk about PGA Hope, that program that saves veterans' lives, PGA Junior League, getting boys and girls to play golf together with numbers on their backs, and then certainly what we do with PGA Reach. So, you know, it's so funny. The lights are on, no doubt. Everybody's watching this. It's going to be the weekend of a major. But at the end of the day, this is all about the 30,000 that are just trying to grow the game because they love it.
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting to me. I think that sometimes, I love that you bring that message, Don. You're always bringing a message about the PGA of America is growing the game, and they really put their money where their mouth is. Not all organizations do that, but growing the game with the Junior League and the affiliation with the veterans organizations and all that sort of stuff. And I love the fact that PGA of America salutes their members, their playing members. Listen, if you're a PGA of America member, you can play a little bit. But to get through the national qualifying, to get there and to have 20 normally, but this year 21 because of Michael Block's great finish last year, the card carrying members, the working members of the PGA of America being in the field, I just think is spectacular.
Just the best, right? I mean, through section qualifying, leading to our national PPC that was at our home about 2 weeks ago, and identifying these 20, 21, you know, 20, now it's 21 because Michael, PGA golf professionals, and now can they play? And I think what Michael Block did last year was, you know, it's like somebody breaking the 4-minute mile. They didn't think it was possible.
Right.
And then all of a sudden somebody does it. And now high schoolers are doing it, right? Our PGA professionals, 30,000, the 300 that were in the field 2 weeks ago, now know that on any given Saturday and Sunday, if they make the cut, they got a shot. And that's why we're seeing 3, 4, maybe even 5 of our own PGA golf professionals maybe making the cut. And so if you're rooting at home, make sure you root for them because, like I said, they just work every day like every one of us, but they've got an opportunity now to showcase their golfing skills.
Absolutely. And, Don, I know that you're here to talk about the good things that the PGA does and the organization and all that, the positive that it brings. I want to go a little bit deeper, and I want to talk about, I know that you're busy, and people don't realize, but when you go to these championships, you're in meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings. But tell us what Don Ray has done that's been fun in Louisville, Kentucky, and at the PGA Championship.
Well, you know me, I love all of it, so it's all fun. But, you know, the things that we touch in the PGA of America are all showcased here. You know, the Secretary's Cup was Monday.
Right.
And so that's when we had 12 teams from across the nation of PGA Hope, graduates or champions, right? And they were here playing, and the Carolina section won the tournament. Today, I've got my PGA Junior League jersey in my locker, and I'm going to wear it at 3 o'clock as we have a bunch of kids come out here. We do a little clinic, and we get to talk to them. And certainly, there's meetings. We had a board meeting this week where we discussed a lot of important things of how we're going to grow the game in the future and even in the next few months. Meeting with the past presidents, talking to it, make sure they understand, you know, how we're taking care of their association when they were presidents back in the day. And so, but a big thing is you get an opportunity to bring your friends and family here, and they do get to enjoy hospitality, and they get to see that all this time that they spend making my life a little bit easier is worth it, because we're changing the game. And that's what's really cool this week, is to see all the members, and it's like a reunion, guys. It's just a reunion, and it's fun to see everybody.
Yeah, Don, John Roller here. I'm over on the traffic reporting side over at our news station, KTAR. But you've mentioned multiple times here, and so has Jim, about growing the game with the juniors. And I started taking golf seriously at about 10 years old, and needless to say, the junior program and the fact the training and the coaching that these young kids get, it's phenomenal, and it's great to just see that continue to grow.
Trey, right, in the American Development Model, ADM, right, is something we embraced about 5 or 6 years ago of just making sure that we're teaching golf. We're doing it in ages and stages and making sure that, you know, some kids aren't subjected to in other sports, you know, maybe these club teams that travel around. You got a 9-year-old who's traveling to different states to play baseball. When you look at the ADM, there's certain things we have to do to make and keep golf fun as you progress through the levels up into national competition. And so you're right. I really applaud the 30,000 PGA professionals out there every day on the front lines with their Saturday clinics, their Slicers clinics, their junior clinics, now their family clinics. And we have this initiative, right, of PGA Junior League, where it's like Williamsport for golf, right? All of a sudden, these kids, if they can, during the All-Star season of the PGA Junior League, they just might find themselves at the home of the PGA on ESPN. So that's really cool.
Well, Don, I've coached a lot of kids in golf and baseball and other sports, and I can still remember the guy that taught me to play golf was a guy named Cliff Whittle. He was a past section president, and I think we can all remember that first PGA professional that kind of took us under his wing or her wing and taught us the game. So I think that's phenomenal. I love the junior league stuff. But got to ask you a question about the PGA Championship. The weather's been not bad, but it hasn't been sunny skies and 75. But we got that coming this weekend, I think. What was the decision to not play lift, clean, and place in the first two rounds predicated on?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Kerry Haig, he's the best in the business. Yes. I think anybody who second-guesses him might want to second-guess himself because he knows better than anybody. There's a lot of majors out there that lean on Kerry. They call him in the middle of the night, like, yes, what should I do? You know, and he treats every championship we do, whether it's PGA Junior League Championship or the PGA Championship, the same. And believe me, they're taking Roger Meyer, superintendent of PGA Frisco. He's our superintendent at our home. I bumped into him, and he's walking around right now with the USGA with the GS3 sensor ball, measuring firmness of the greens. And believe it or not, the firmness of the greens are, it's getting more firm. Speeds are going to go up despite all this rain. The decision that we made to put in Zoysia grass many years ago when we owned Valhalla, and the irrigation we put in, I think is showing that too. So certainly you're always going to get a mud ball. It can happen any day, any time. And I think Kerry just takes that all into consideration of saying, we are an outdoor game. You got to deal with it.
Yep.
And there's been times in the past that we've gone to ball in hand. No need to do it this week. I think it's going to be great. But at the end of the day, whatever Kerry says, I agree.
Well, and I was all for playing the ball down yesterday because I got into a chat with a buddy of mine I work with. I said, listen, it's called rub of the green. You know, you get sometimes you get good breaks in golf, and sometimes you get some not so good breaks. But I think that the golf course has represented itself so well. Yes, I do remember when the PGA of America did own the golf course, and now it has changed hands. But I think that the bones that were in place when the golf course was built and maintained have persevered, and the golf course on TV, and I'm sure in person, is just showing terrifically. We've got a couple of club professionals that look like they're going to make the cut, and because of your official status with the PGA Tour or with the PGA of America, excuse me, Don, I'm wondering, is there any way that you can put a word in to move the cut to even instead of one under? Because if even, we got a bunch of PGA of America members that will make the cut.
I know, right? I mean, come on, you know, Jesse Mueller, I love that guy. And if it just went one more number, but, you know, 70s and ties is 70s and ties, and that's the beauty of the game, right? You got to make the putt here or there. You never know how they're going to add up at the end. I mean, the man shoots 72-70, and you might miss the cut. That's a bummer, but you know, I'm with you, but at the end of the day, this is a major championship, and we're going to keep the rules in place. Because, hey, remember, this is the strongest field in golf, guys. That's what separates the PGA Championship. I mean, one, we got the best of the best in Kerry Haig, but we also always have the strongest field.
Well, I knew my question was going to not be responded in the way I wanted it to be, but I thought I'd ask it anyway. I appreciate your consideration. So let's talk a little bit about the field, the strength of field. What I really applaud about the PGA of America is they made a statement. We want to assemble the best field in golf. And they gave some opportunities for people that might not be playing the PGA Tour to make the championship. They gave out some invitations. And I think they were all well-deserved. What was the thought process behind that? Was there anything other than just we want to get the best field in golf on our stage?
Well, that's the beauty of kind of what we do. I believe we have an obligation on behalf of the game of golf and the 30,000 PGA golf professionals to have the strongest field, and that means we've got flexibility. There's certainly the 15 criteria that Kerry looks at that automatically gets you in, and then he takes it upon himself to look out at everybody and where they're playing. And regardless of what tours or anything that's going on, can we assemble the best field? And Kerry has full autonomy on that. Now, he certainly passes that list to the officers of the PGA. We have to approve it. But he puts together that list, and we don't disagree with him. And so you're right. I know there's been some talk out there of why certain people get in, but at the end of the day, we've got one focus, and that is to assemble the strongest field, and I believe we've done it.
I could not agree with you more, Don. Listen, I know you've got lots of things to do before you get to go out on the golf course this afternoon in your PGA Junior League jersey. But we want to really thank you from the bottom of our hearts for coming on. You are always our man on the ground, and it's pretty interesting that we can call an executive of the PGA of America, soon to be president of the PGA of America, our on-the-ground reporter. So, Don, as always, thank you. You're the best.
Hey, Arizona strong, right? I mean, Southwest section, I please appreciate everything you do for our section and how you just always took talking great about this game, right? I mean, it's the engine of good, and that's basically what you guys say every week, and I just appreciate you.
Hey, Don, listen, have a great rest of your weekend. Travel safely on your return, and we'll look forward to catching up with you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.